Okay, we're good.
Okay, we are calling to order the meeting of Board of Firearm Permit Examiners Thursday, August 29th at 10:03 a.m. I'll start by reading a brief introductory statement. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation justify that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the General Statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties will be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may then cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request additional testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by preponderance of the evidence and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inert the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in General Statutes 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statute Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones. We'll put them on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go in the hall to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. We will skip the roll call of board members for now, and I will call the roll of cases. Does everybody know their case number? Because I am not calling appellants by name. If you don't know your case number, you can come forward and get it to the right of the room here. Good to go? Okay. Case number 1, 23-159.
That's all.
Sorry, Kyle,
and
I didn't
distract you.
Okay. Case number 2, 23-172. Both parties? Thank you. Case number 3, 23-586. Both parties?
Yep.
Case number 4, 23-127.
Yes.
Both parties, thank you. Case number 5, 23-219.
Both parties.
Thank you. Case number 6, 23-162.
Both parties.
Case number 7, 23-055.
Appellant.
Case number 8, 22-867.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Case number 9, 23-152.
Issuing authority.
The appellant also did not check in.
Case number 10, 22-757.
The appellant did not check in.
That would have been easy.
That next one is off also, I believe.
11's off.
Yep, I continue.
23-198
is off. Continued, correct.
Yeah. Slash off.
Yeah.
Case number 12, 23-211.
The issuing authority of the state's here. The issue, the appellant did not check in.
Okay. Before I administer the oath.
Okay.
What case was it? Attorney Sherman and issuing authority. I had planned to recuse myself because
which case, please?
Case 5,
yes, okay.
23-219.
Okay.
My sister is an officer with West Hartford Police and was on the scene. If I recuse myself, we won't have a quorum for that, so I'll leave it to both of you if you have no objection to me.
I'm discussing with my client.
Okay,
thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, could anybody testify here today? Please stand so I may administer the oath. You're not testifying
yet?
No,
she's just looking.
You're just there for moral support? Okay. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
Yes.
Okay, you may be seated. And we will pause until the good doctor arrives. Back on the record at 10:15. Calling the roll of the board, Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Colonel Overture.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
And I'm here, and we have a quorum just barely. Thank you. Calling case number 5, 23-219.
Morning, Ralph Sherman representing the appellant.
Good morning, thank you, counsel.
Good morning, John Grasso representing the issuing authority.
And based on the chair's statement about the witness involved, I think we're going to ask for a continuance, please.
Do you have anything?
Let me just take a look here. I assume we're looking at October at least, right, at this point?
Well, right now we seem to be having problems with attorneys
I would
and quorums.
I would do October.
Yeah, do we have any? Because I will be
full,
here in October.
Yeah. You will or you will not.
I will be here.
You will
in
be
October.
Here in October. I'm kind of waiting to hear from Goody, but sure. I mean, let's pick a date and
if
it doesn't work, I'll let you know. It should be fine.
Sure. Let me just see
what
here.
What date in October are you looking at?
We could do
October 10th, right? October 10th and October.
Could we do 24th, please?
24th?
Is that all right with you?
You'll be away on the 24th.
Anything you
what did you say?
Today.
I'm here. Here, okay.
That's the important that's one. Important one.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks good.
Okay, October
24th, please. Yeah. Okay, so
but she'll be away on the 24th. Do you want to make it a different
No, thing? She's got to recuse herself.
She can recuse herself. No, I know she does, but I. Okay.
Yeah, I just need him to sit in the chair.
Gotcha.
And did you have any issues with okay.
No objection.
All right. Okay. Matter's been continued to October
24th.
24th.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.